Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Carlos, did you guys have a contact play on there, or was that a Soto read?
Yeah, no, the contact was on. But, you know, you got to be able to execute it, and he did, you know. The primary lead, and then the timing of the secondary that allows him to just get a great jump at contact, you know, and score easy. It was a bullet right at the second baseman, and, you know, but the way he executed it, that's how you teach it.
Have you seen a noticeable shift in Terenz's at-bats, not just this series, but even in that series right before the All-Star break?
Yeah, I feel like he continues to hit the ball hard, right at people, you know. Obviously, the numbers, he's not happy, you know, and it's hard for us to continue to tell him, hey, keep swinging it, you know, keep hitting the ball hard. At some point, you know, you want to see some results from his standpoint, you know. But this is a guy that continues to give everything out there, continues to work hard, and he knows that defense is a priority. And, you know, for him to put the ball in play there was huge.
That eighth inning when Diaz fell behind Stevenson 2-0, Terenz came out and spoke to Diaz, and obviously he comes back with the strikeout. What, in your mind, did that allow Diaz to do to shift back in place?
Yeah, kind of slowed him down a little bit, you know, on a day where he comes in and, you know, he's not at his best, you know. For Louis to just recognize the moment and where Diaz was at, to go out there and kind of like just take a step back, slow it down, one pitch at a time, let's execute it, and let's keep the game right here, you know. I thought it was a key moment there, too. So it was, like I said, just having the awareness from Louis to go out there and kind of just staying with Diaz, and they were able to get that last out there in the eighth.
Bill?
Could you talk about the job Peterson did?
Yeah, I mean, he was really good. On a day where I feel like he was missing arm side, especially with the sinker, he got ground balls. I thought that slider came and went, but he executed it when he needed to. Same thing with the changeup. So overall, the four seam I thought was good. In to righties that allowed that changeup, that when the changeup was there, was a pitch for him. But again, continues to get ground balls, a couple of double plays when we needed to. And yeah, for him to go six there, you know, it was solid.
Torrens is a guy who's taken a beating behind the plate. Could you talk about the job he's done behind the plate and how he went from GOAT yesterday to hero?
Yeah, I mean, that's what good players do. You got to be able to turn the page, you know. There's another one the next day. And, yeah, I mean, it seems like he's getting foul tips five times a game, you know. We were talking about that in the dugout today. I was like, man, like, this is unbelievable. But he stays in there, and, again, he's locked in, and, you know, he's tough back there.
Mike.
Steve.
Pete came in the game there, obviously he's feeling better.
Yeah. Right before the game, I checked with him, potential scenarios. I knew I had him for defense for sure. And then he was going to he took a round and was like, hey, he's feeling a lot better. By the fourth inning, the trainer came in, and then Pete came in and was like, hey, I'm good for an at-bat if you need me to. And then I was like, all right, be ready to go here. So definitely better, and that's why he got in the game.
So is this something you're still considering day-to-day, though?
Yeah, yeah. And then because of what we saw today, I'm anticipating him being in the lineup tomorrow.
Dave. Carlos, granted you faced a good pitcher today, obviously, but how hard has it been to just get some things going? You had a couple of bunts today to try to move guys, just to try to generate something. Has it seemed like a tough task lately?
Yeah, I mean,
stuff happened for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be stretches where it's hard, you know. We got guys that are going through it right now, you know, and you have to find a way to create runs, you know, put pressure on the defense, just trying to take extra 90 feet and when you can. And I thought we did that today. You know, we advanced a couple of runners. Nemo gets a single there to tie the game. But just going back to the Soto play, just doing the little things, you know. So, yeah, when you got guys that, you know, are going through it, you just got to find a way to get the job done. And I'm glad that we were able to do that today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.